From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Brian Babylon, Paula Poundstone, and Tom Baudette. Here again is your host at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, Peter Sago.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill gives you 3 ounces of legal recreational rhyme in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, in the U.S., we've all seen the combination Pizza Huts and Taco Bells, that sort of thing, in one building. Last week, a group in Germany announced it would be creating a new kind of combination, the world's first what?
Strudel Salami Shack.
It's not food.
Oh, it's not food. A combo.
Well, you can pray towards Mecca and take communion without leaving the building.
Ooh. Oh, it's like a Christian church in a mosque.
And a
synagogue.
Exactly.
Wow, nice.
It's a church, mosque, synagogue.
But you know what?
Or chermashagogue, the world's first.
The airport already does that.
That's true.
That is.
Yeah, I know, but that's just one. That's like a one nondescript room. This is like you got the church, you got the mosque, you got the synagogue.
Is there
a food court in the middle?
No, that is That is like a food court.
Is there a food court in the middle?
You can get the wafer, the host.
Yeah.
Out of a vending machine. I've always felt bad for like the guy who has the minister for the airport chapel. You know.
You have to go every. You have to touch on a little bit.
Well, you're in the middle of your sermon, and a flight is announced,
right?
And you lose your flock.
It's a gesture of peace and reconciliation. It's called the House of One. It has 3 separate areas: mosque, synagogue, church. But all the same size, but they will be shaped differently to make sure that even in a building devoted to peace, there is something to fight about.
I love that. Apparently, there's just a bench outside for the atheists. Mm-hmm.
Paula, a recent scientific study found that humans would rather do what than be alone with their thoughts for 15 minutes?
Rather do anything.
Well, that we know, but
the
specific thing they found that people would rather do, I'll give you a hint, we assume this is what Ben Franklin was trying to do with his kite. He was just bored.
Oh, they would rather have electric shock.
Exactly right. People would rather suffer an electric shock. They'd rather give themselves an electric shock than simply sit still for 15 minutes alone with their thoughts.
How did they determine that,
Peter?
This is how they determined it.
Sound legal.
This is what they did. They were doing various tests to see how addicted people were to distractions, primarily their phones, of course. And they took people, they put them in a room, and they said, we're going to hook you up with this electrical thing. We want you to press the button and see what it feels like. Go ahead. And they press the button. It was like, ow! Okay. And they said, we're just going to leave you here, and all you can do is press that button if you want to. You can do nothing else. And of the 100 people they tested, 2/3 of the men gave themselves the shocks.
Okay.
1/3 of the women did it. This is all true.
Yeah, did you hear that? 2/3 of the men.
Right. One guy, also true, shocked himself 190 times.
Wow.
But that guy, he thought if he got enough juice in him, he could check Twitter on his own eyeballs.
You know what? I don't believe in drugs, but I'm telling you, they need weed.
Paula, the following books made a list this week: A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking, Capital by Thomas Piketty, and Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. What do those books have in common?
Ted Cruz read them to a preschool.
No. I'll try to give you a hint. It's why decades after it came out, everybody gets irritated by A Brief History of Time spoilers.
No one's finished them?
No one finishes those books.
Wow.
That's what they have in common. Mm-hmm. E-readers, they're good for the environment, they're easy to carry, but they know that you are a poser. So even though you downloaded Thomas Friedman's latest Yawn Fest and you posted about it on Facebook and you Instagrammed a picture of it propped in your bare legs at the beach, your Kindle knows you actually fell asleep reading the dedication.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. I have a rule that if a book sits on my nightstand for more than 6 months, I can claim to have read it.
Right, just by osmosis.
Yeah.
I read really slow, so even if I'm enjoying a book, it takes me forever. I also tend to read nonfiction, which reads slower. Like, I read the book Water, which ironically was dry.
Yes, it was.
And it just took me forever. Like, our relationship with water changed during the time that it took me to read that book. The same thing, what was it? Guns, Germs, and Steel.
Yeah,
like, we evolved in the time it took me to read that book.
But you know what books people finish?
What?
The Fabios.
What's
the
Fabios? A Fabio?
Wait, oh, now people don't remember Fabio? How dare you? How dare you?
The
romantic novels. Oh, people finish those. Oh,
no, yeah. I've never read a romantic novel in my life.
Paula.
All right, I read the Fabios.
Okay, you read the Fabios.